Today at the Recovering Fundamentalist Women's Conference, we are continuing our discussion on the weight problem of women in Christianity. Today, women put a lot of weight on housekeeping. They apply to Titus 2, verse 5, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And this is a worthy passage. But this passage is not saying that the woman's sole duty or even her chief duty is housekeeping. It is saying that her lifestyle is to be orderly, neat, and nurturing. Paul was writing to Titus, who was ministering in Crete, a very rural area with a very licentious culture. Paul says as much in chapter 1 of Titus. So in a culture where Paul views sloth and licentiousness to be prevalent, Paul issues stern commands to create domestic order. On the other hand, more powerfully, the Lord Jesus expressly overrode the custom of his day regarding women and their housekeeping. In the book of Luke, the beloved disciple Mary sat right at the Lord's feet, which he permitted, but at that time, such a position or such a role was not given to women. Men sat at the feet of a religious teacher. Indeed, to sit right at the feet of a rabbi was a position of privilege, and yet Christ accepted Mary in this position, and that was unique in that day and in that culture, but nobody dared to question him or override him. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now Martha was very concerned about being a proper keeper at home. She was trying to do everything right in order to please her Lord, and he tells her this, you are careful and troubled about many things. There are many rules. There are many standards that are laid down that women have to follow, in the opinion of some religious leaders, in order to be behaving appropriately towards God. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So the Lord Jesus placed the greater weight on sitting at his feet, a great privilege for a student. And where we sit at his feet, we come to know and love him more. We have our responsibilities, certainly. But when Christ is among us or bids us come, we women need to give such a privilege and such a duty a greater weight than housekeeping. Housekeeping does not make a woman a godly Christian.